USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is altering their COVID-19 related guidance, once again telling people to wear masks in some areas even if they are fully vaccinated against the virus that causes the disease. Reacting to the new guidance, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary.
It may be reasonable in areas where there's active outbreaks for those fully vaccinated to wear a mask indoors. The problem is when you create a mandate, you instantly politicize something. And in public health, we very rarely use public policy to force people to do something. You've got to be very careful when you pull that fire alarm.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the agency also recommending that kids wear masks in school this fall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants the National Guard to help with arrests at the Mexican border. He sent a letter to the Texas National Guard saying they need all the help they can get in capturing suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The price of homes keeps soaring. A new report found home prices jumped 16.6% in May of this year compared to the same month last year. That's the highest mark in the report's history, and the 20-year composite index revealed the biggest year-over-year price jumps happened in Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle. A House Select Committee is investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. In her opening statements at the hearing, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney said the violence that day cannot go uninvestigated. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson calling the attack on the Capitol planned and coordinated. Officials in Florida believe all the victims of the Surfside condo collapse have been accounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Danielle Levine-Cava telling reporters 242 people have been accounted for, including the 98 who died as a result of the collapse more than a month ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
It's a busy week on Capitol Hill as lawmakers are continuing to work on a budget reconciliation plan along with an infrastructure bill.
Negotiations over a bipartisan infrastructure bill continue while Senate Democrats are working on pushing a $3.5 trillion spending plan through the budget reconciliation process. Senator Tom Tillis says that package will do more harm to the economy. The North Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the Democrats' spending package will have negative consequences for several sectors of the country.
We hope that on a bipartisan basis, getting this infrastructure package in, we can set it aside, and then the president and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi can sell this additional spending spree and the reckless taxes that will come with it. That's something else we haven't spoken about. We've got to remember it's corporate taxes, capital gains, family farmers are going to get hit hard. No one is going to be protected from the tax increase, which is another just way of undermining what was a great story to be told about rising wages before COVID hit our shores.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A trio of Republican senators filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court calling for the overturning of Roe v. Wade as the justices prepare to consider this fall the constitutionality of Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.